We have two very powerful readings this morning. This second letter of Peter, it's very interesting. The first letter of Peter, it's very nice, polished Greek. And the second one isn't. Which shows that Peter was probably using a secretary or for the first one, and maybe one for the other, but it wasn't the same person. The greatest point here, especially on the day after Trinity Sunday, although the translation is not clear, I'm looking for the line because they translated it, there it is. Through these promises, you see, he has bestowed on us the precious and very great promises, so that through them, the promises, see, where are you going after you die? Who will help you now when you need help? You know, these are the promises. You see, you have an eternal existence awaiting you of unimaginable bliss. And I have called you to it. I have seen to it. My son died so that it would be open to you. Now go tell the world about it. It's the only thing that will give them peace, is knowing where they're going, not being afraid of death, and learning to love each other. So those are the great promises. So that through them, and this is the point, the strongest statement, in a way, in the New Testament, that you may come to share in the divine nature after escaping from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. See, there's all sorts of places where the drives in us toward power, money, revenge, whatever, you see, corrupt us and corrupt the world. Well, how do we stay out of it? Remember that the Trinity dwells in you. Seek to understand that. You see, that's to partake of the divine nature. To partake of the divine nature. We're not just human beings sitting here. Every one of us shares in the very nature of God already. Now, it's hard for us to get because we're beset with TV and newspapers and bills and who knows what. But this is the call. You see, be aware of who dwells in you. You already, at the depth of your spirit, the Father is begetting the Son. And together they are giving rise to the Spirit. And you share in that life. Now, we have many other statements like this, but sometimes we take them for granted. This one is hard to take for granted because it's so, you share in the divine nature, which means the Trinity dwells in you, you see. And that way, you can stay out of the corruption of the world, which is because of evil desire. Every egomaniacal drive in the world, you know, is in us. And so how do we stay out of it? By realizing we possess the divine nature. God the Father once told Catherine of Siena, if you saw one soul in the state of grace, you'd worship them. You'd think it was me. You'd think it was God. That's why, keep out of this mess. The mess on the TV, the mess in the stock market, the mess. Drive, drive, drive. Fear, fear, fear. Stave off death. You can't stave off death. You're going to die. So forget about it. Get drunk. Do something. You see? And he's saying, no. You have the divine nature given to you for all eternity. See, this is why I'm going out this morning to the clinic, you see, and it's to save these people so that They can share the divine nature forever. These are human beings. God takes care of them. They are somehow called to him. But the murderers have cut themselves off from this participation in the divine nature. And out of mercy toward them, we protest, as well as toward the children. You see? I went on almost long enough to quit, but I'm just going to point out for your own meditation. Everybody there who heard this in the crowd and is directed against the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, all the big shots who are there. Now, there at this moment in Mark, he's in the south. He's around Jerusalem. So these are all his enemies. And he tells this parable to warn them. And you know the parable. It comes from Isaiah 5. My beloved had a vineyard. He dug around it. He planted. And so there's no doubt in their mind what he's talking about. The vineyard is Israel. And he takes this image. The tenant farmers. That's north most of the time. Galilee, big farms. And run by big shots. And little shots working for them. But there was a law that if a man died and left no heir, that the those who had been working the farm were allowed to keep it. And so here's the heir, let's kill him and we can take the farm. That was law. Resistance. So let's take a look at our lives. Where do we resist? You know, we don't kill anybody to keep our own vices, but we do ignore them. How do we get rid of these vices? Huh? The work and mercy of the Holy Spirit, who brings to life in us this share in the divine nature.